Over the past 4 weeks, Trinity's received three letters, anonymous letters, from someone who is not quite in touch with reality. When I mention these letters to other folks, they just say, "Welcome to Mont Peculiar. We don't call it that for nothing." The letters are not particularly threatening, although a little bit off-putting. They suggest that the Antichrist is actually a good guy who's here to help us defeat the alien invasion, and that we at this church are responsible for coordinating this invasion using some sort of frequency modulating device in our steeple. Mostly amusing letters, but we are taking them to the police. If you do see one, if you see anything out of the ordinary, do let me know or do give the police a call. They are on the case. The most recent letter was very brief and just reminded us that we only have a millennia left on Earth, so don't get too comfy. And then it said at the very end, "The person who finds this letter is responsible for communicating this message. Do not tithe to this church." Now, I thought of something. I thought, now my congregation, they're not the sort who's going to let some guy who thinks there's an alien invasion imminent tell them who they should and shouldn't tithe to. Now are you? No, you're not. No, you're not. You know what I think? I think we should show this guy who's boss. I think we can be more peculiar than this letter writer. You know what would be really peculiar? What would be really peculiar in this time and place, when the economy is going wacky and people are afraid, this guy's obviously very afraid of something, what would be really peculiar is to not take his advice. In fact, do the opposite of his advice. Now, we've received three letters. So I suggest that we can be peculiar for at least 3 weeks for those three letters. And I suggest, and maybe you're not ready to do so today, and maybe not everybody's in a place to do so, but I suggest that we take his suggestion as a little bit of reverse psychology. I say, do tithe to this church. Now, some of you are bound to say, "Pastor, what's a tithe?" Some of you are bound to say, "Pastor, what's a tithe?" I'm so glad you asked. Maybe I do have some sort of thing in the steeple. Creepy. A tithe is a biblical concept. It comes from a point of time in history in the Hebrew Bible when God was sort of establishing the people of Israel as a nation and sort of giving them rules to live by, right? And so what God said is that they should give back a tithe, which means a tenth, from the gifts they receive, the blessings they receive. Remember, these are farmers, these are shepherds and herdsmen and women. And so they're talking mostly about plant and animal blessings, but they would give from the abundance they'd received, from the first fruits God says they received, a tenth. Now, the great thing about giving proportionally is that if you have no money, then you don't need to worry about it. If you have a little bit of money, then you give a little bit. If you have a lot of money, then you give a lot. If your money suddenly changes, you know, it gets something drastic happens one way or the other, then you can change accordingly. But it's a way, God says, of remembering that we are God's, and that our blessings come from God, and that God is first in our lives. Now, why would somebody tell you not to tithe to a church? What a peculiar thing. I submit that we are more peculiar than that. And so I am calling us to be peculiar. Be more peculiar, not Mont Peculiar, be more peculiar. And I'm inviting you to consider a gift to the church in proportion. Proportion to what you have, proportion to what you've received. Not a set amount, an amount between you and God, but an amount that says, we have encountered a person who is afraid, but we are peculiar. We live in faith, and we give from faith, and we give from a perspective of God's abundance and God's blessing. So, just some food for thought, just an invitation. But I think that we are a peculiar bunch. We don't have anything in the steeple that is going to hurt anybody. I don't think there's an alien invasion imminent. If there is, I don't think the Antichrist is going to be able to help us at all with that. I place my faith in a very different place, as I know we all do. So, an invitation for you this morning to take seriously not the fear around us, but the abundance around us.